the sheepdogs could not do. He could do things. He was good with a pool cue. Bob the amazing sheepdog. He could do things. Other sheepdogs could not do. He could do things. He was good with a pool cue. He was a pool shark sheepdog. He went into pubs and he pretended to be shit at pool. And then he played the locals. He got them into thinking he was shit. And because he was a dog, they easily believed he was crap. Because he didn't have any thumbs, so he wasn't very good at holding the cue. Or at least that's what he made them think. Bob the amazing, Bob the genius sheepdog, he was amazing. He was a pool shark sheepdog. He could do things. He could do predictive text. He could do things other sheepdogs cannot do. And on Wednesday, he was playing the farmers in the pub in Skipton. He let them win a few frames. He let them win a lot of games. He made them think that he was shy. Then he suggested putting 20 quid on the last frame. And the farmers laughed to see such fun. A foolish border collie, so easily to be parted from his 20 quid. And Bob let them put the money down on the side of the table. He let him pot a couple of yellows. But then Bob, he took control of the game. He eyeballed them. And then he potted the black. He took the 40 quid and he fucked off out the back. Bob the amazing. Bob the amazing sheepdog. He was amazing. He was a genius sheepdog. When he got home, he went a bit mental. He went a bit chicken oriental, radio rental. He got his 40 quid and he invested it in crack. As a dog, he smoked it out the back. It made him laugh to see such fun. And then the farmer came home the next day and he found a note on the kitchen table. In very scratchy looking paw writing. It looked like the writing of a border collie. And the note was from Bob. And it said, "Dear farmer, I'm too amazing for you, too amazing. You've taught me too much stuff. It's like Lawnmower Man explained, Bob. You've taught me too much stuff, and now I'm too clever for you, and I've left you behind. And by the end of the note, you will find that I took the Range Rover. I took it over. I took your bank card. I know your passwords to everything, even your Netflix. Even your Netflix account. And now I'm shagging your wife. And now I'm shagging her leg. Your wife's leg is covered in sheepdog's meg." And the farmer was upset. He was filled with regret as he saw the note from Bob. He thought, how disloyal. A man's best friend has proved to be extremely disloyal. He's driven off with my wife. He had thought spending his life. He really got depressed. He ended up watching daytime TV every day. The farmer watched. He watched daytime telly until he ended up in a phone box opposite the mosque. Smoking rocks. And then who came past but Bob? In a Range Rover, with the farmer's wife looking so happy and glamorous. It was one too many things for the farmer. He sank down to the floor, but as he passed away, there was something he heard in his mind. A catchy refrain, something evil that seeped into his brain. Bob the amazing, Bob the amazing sheepdog. Bob the amazing, he was an amazing sheepdog. He could do things other people could not do. He could do things, he was good with a pool cue. Bob the amazing, Bob the amazing sheepdog. Bob the amazing, Bob the amazing sheepdog. Bob the amazing, Bob the amazing sheepdog. Bob the amazing, Bob the amazing sheepdog.